Hey family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Hang in tough, brother Bass, and sizing up the hour ahead of us kind of like this. See, things are hitting different for Norman Brown, and we've got endless reasons to welcome Lindsey Webster back into the discussion. And Snorre Kirk fights for top dog status, but it might not be that simple. See what I did there, bro?
Yeah, I see what you did there. For those that don't know, Top Dog is the name of Snorre Kirk's album. Yeah, we'll see where he lands this week. Definitely some movement in the top five. And we say hello again to Adam Hawley and welcome in brand new music from Jamaican-born pianist Monty Alexander. A lot to get into, so let's go ahead and get into it for the week ending May 10th of 2024. Well, we are kicking off the countdown this week with a world-renowned pianist whom we haven't talked about in a few years now. Kingston, Jamaica-born composer Monty Alexander is back with a release that is paying homage to compositions written during wartime. Songs that explore the emotions of heroism, hope, sacrifice, and renewed trust. Like Sinatra's I'll Never Smile Again, written back in 1939, a hit during the Second World War. Brazil, written in 1944 to celebrate victory. Mr. Alexander has a few original compositions on here that were inspired by the conflict of the war and its extraordinary ending. He is in good company in a trio setting this go round with the brilliance of Luke Selleck and Jason Brown. Now, get this, June 6th will mark the 80th anniversary of the Normandy landings. It also is the day that Mr. Alexander turns 80 years young. Happy birthday in advance. Here is Monty Alexander on piano, his latest album titled D-Day, and it makes its debut in the number 10 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. I tell you, you never know what you're going to get in that brother's flourishes, right? Might be a nursery rhyme, might be a TV theme song, but he always does it seamlessly, man. Taking it to the next level, Monty Alexander, brand new music. The album is called D-Day. It's on Pee Wee Records, and it makes its debut at number 10 this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. The Roo.
All right, thanks so much, Bass. Well, guitarist Norman Brown is back with his 14th release as a leader. And on this latest project, Brown's goal was to ensure that the music he created connects with his fans affectionately known as his Normantics. And the hope was that this album hits different from his previous recordings. I'm sensing an album title coming here. Norman says the music on this album expands his personality and artistic expression, and it reveals additional elements of his character. As you may recall, Brown is a longtime practitioner of meditation and Tai Chi, and will tell you without question that balance is central to his daily existence. This is the energy that is woven into the fabric of the music that makes up the album. 11 original tunes here that infuse the best elements of jazz, R&B, pop, and blues. Special guests on the album include drummer, percussionist Little John Roberts, legendary keyboardist from Spyro Gyra, Tom Schumann, as well as vocal contributions from James Champion and Wearly Morris. It's guitarist Norman Brown right here with his latest for Shaanicky. It's called It Hits Different. And it's in the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. latest from guitarist Norman Brown. You'll find it on the Shaughnessy recording label. It's called It Hits Different. Slipping just a bit to take the number 9 spot on this week's survey. Bass?
It definitely hits different. Well, family, we do invite you to stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown throughout the week via social media. We got a lot going on there. From interviews to photos, videos, links to reviews, the playlist so you know what you heard, links to get your hand on some Cool Jazz Countdown gear as well. Again, follow us Instagram and Facebook at Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, let's go ahead and move up to the 8th spot this week, where we find multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, producer, and guitarist Steve Oliver. The brother has multiple number one Billboard hits and nearly 30 years in the game under his belt. It had been 5 years since his last solo album, but he's still working his magic with a few others in between. If you recall, just a couple of years ago, he did a duet album with keyboardist Brian Simpson. It did very well for the duo. Then last year, he had his solo guitar album. Well, now Oliver is back in full swing of production with a fully produced album that saw the light last year. He connected with Michael Browning, Jeff Kashua, and a few others to make it special. Nothing flashy on the album, just Oliver's tried and true production and sound that folks love him for. Here is guitarist Steve Oliver with A New Light. It lands in the number 8 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. Listen, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Get in where you fit in. That's what this brother is doing. Steve Oliver, his latest called A New Light on Wide Sky Records, and it slips two notches to the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All right, thank you, Brother Bass. Well, up next, a band that truly swings hard and takes no prisoners. The serious hard bop artistry of the group One For All, returning here with their first album in about 7 years. One For All features trumpeter Jim Rotundi, saxophonist Eric Alexander, trombonist Steve Davis, pianist David Hazeltine, bassist John Weber, and drummer Joe Farnsworth, who are all acclaimed artists in their own right, but have an important shared history going back 30 years with this group. The group's sound embraces some of the great traditions of Art Blakey, Miles Davis, Horace Silver, and the Jazz Tet with a 21st century perspective. Now, this fire hot sextet is joined on 3 tracks by special guest NEA Jazz Master, tenor saxophonist, and living legend George Coleman. The band will tell you it's less about paying homage to George Coleman, per se, than it is an opportunity to jam alongside one of the greatest to ever do it. It's One For All featuring George Coleman right here. Their latest effort for Smoke Sessions is called Big George, and it's in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
There it is, the latest from One for All, featuring George Coleman. You'll find it on Smoke Sessions Records, the album titled Big George, coming in at number 7 on this week's survey. All yours, Bass.
Thank you, brother. Well, guitarist, composer, and band leader Adam Hawley, he makes his way back into the top 10 this week with his latest Billboard charting album. Unstoppable is his latest, and it's mostly upbeat and energetic. 10-track album with a few laid-back grooves. Hawley also takes us down memory lane with his interpretation of the Gap Band's classic, Yearning for Your Love. You remember that? You can't keep running in and out of my life. Yeah. And then he also has a newer gem on the charts with the R&B ballad, Best Part. Again, Hawley makes it a family affair, bringing in his wife, Kat Hawley, on vocals. He's already touring in support of the album. I just watched some footage of him from the Seabreeze Jazz Festival, and let me tell you, this brother was kicking jazz. Yeah, on MBF Entertainment. Here is guitarist Adam Hawley with his album number 6, Unstoppable, re-entering in the number 6 position this week. Here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yes, man, taking us back to another space and time. Guitarist Adam Hawley, his latest album is Unstoppable on MBF Entertainment, and it re-enters in the number 6 position this week here on our survey. Well, family, coming up for you in the top five, names like the Black Art Jazz Collective, Pierre Chambers, Lindsey Webster back in the mix. Is there a brand new number one? Time will tell. Keep it where you have it. The Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.